DCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys, the behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th for 1 week only. Visit strazcenter.org.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
Alright, all you sports fans, are you ready for the most intense, hard-rocking sports show in Tampa Bay? Well, the next hour will totally blow you away!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
The opening. It's not a really good time to talk about the poll question that we started on Wednesday.
Right.
So we'll wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it involves Macho Man Randy Savage. It involves The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll save it for a little bit because I don't want to entice or typical of our listeners. They're going to hear Macho Man and vote against him just because he's in the open. So we'll wait for that. UFC 199 goes down tomorrow. Did you watch the press conference yesterday?
I did not get to, no.
Oh, my God.
I heard that there was a lot of back and forth. It was next level trash talk, though.
I tell you on a regular basis, you have homework. I tell you on a regular basis to watch certain things, whether it's stupid movies, whether it's YouTube things. And let's be honest, between you, me, and the six or seven people that are listening, you don't do it. I know that.
Do what?
Exactly. Go back, go on YouTube, and watch the press conference.
Okay.
It is the best comedy show I've seen.
Gold?
Oh, my God. And I don't know which one of the four, and we're talking about Michael Bisping fights for the middleweight title tomorrow night against Luke Rockhold.
For the first time in his career.
He fights for the title. It's not the first time he's fought Luke Rockhold.
True.
And Dominic Cruz defends his belt for the first time, the third time, against Uriah Faber. He's had the belt on numerous occasions, and then he gets hurt, and then he gets stripped, and now he has it back. These four guys hate each other so much. The best part is when Luke Rockhold, somebody asked Luke Rockhold about why did he get involved with the Fabricio Verdum has the ugliest face or whatever.
Right, the smile.
And then Bisping jumps in and says, I finally agree with him on something. So now they're ganging up on Verdum.
On
but
Verdum, yeah.
I strongly recommend ordering UFC 199 and watching this tomorrow night.
Now, apparently, Rockhold is saying now that he's been training with a partially torn or a fully torn MCL. I did see that. Is this something
since March?
Oh man.
Since March. My questions are, and I reached out to a few people. The weigh-ins, I guess, already happened. It's a new deal that they're trying. They
earlier
weighed in this
weigh-ins.
Morning, which I'm against.
Gotcha.
I am against it. I'm against a lot of things we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
That being one. I think it should be the day of. That way you can't put 20, 30, 40 pounds on by fight time.
Right.
Now you're giving guys an extra 4, 5, 6 hours to put on an extra 8 pounds. They're already going to put on 25 pounds.
You sure? Because
I'm sure.
What I'm looking at right now says that the weigh-ins are streaming live at 7 p.m.
No. Not according to yesterday's press conference, not according to what Dana said. They may stream it. But supposedly, it's like 10 a.m.
It says live.
Well, I'm telling you, it's freaking wrong.
10 a.m. Okay.
According to yesterday, and according to God himself, Ariel Helwani, I believe he said 1 Eastern, which is 10. So it should be going on as we speak. If it goes on at 7 Eastern, that's 4. That's the normal time. So there's no change. There's nothing to any of that. So we'll get more into UFC 199 over the next, 42 minutes or so. Before I forget, I sent an SOS out to Tito Ortiz. We talked about this on one of the shows, about when a celebrity goes to an awards ceremony, do they or do they not have their cell phone with them?
Mm-hmm.
And you said?
I said that he wouldn't be able to respond to anything while he's on stage.
He said he has his cell phone with him on stage.
Okay.
So they all have their cell phones, unless they have those teeny weeny yellow polka dotted bikinis on. And then somebody next to him will have it. What if there's an emergency? What if something? So, yeah, I don't know why we brought it up, but, yeah, definitely most, especially males, where they have pockets and suits and all that stuff. I'm almost afraid to ask because I already know the answer. Did you watch the Golden State?
Quarter. And at the time, Golden State was up by 12.
And then they were down by 1. And then they were up by 46, and then they were down by 4. It was the weirdest game where Golden State looked awesome, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, LeBron takes over. They take the lead back. The Splash Brothers couldn't hit the left side of not only the barn, but the state of California. They were awful. Mo, by the way, 2 minutes. 2 minutes played, and if you would have asked me...
4 fouls.
Did he have 4 fouls?
I don't know.
I don't think he had time to foul
anybody. I wouldn't
be
surprised, though.
No, he wasn't in long enough. And if you would have told me the over-under is 2 minutes, I would have gone under.
Because of the type of game it is?
No, just because he missed that layup from 6.5 inches. You know, he missed a couple shots. I mean, he gets in there. When you're that role player, when you get on the court, you have to produce. They have 4, 5, 6 guys coming off the bench. They're going to go to somebody else if Spates isn't producing. And
he
didn't produce that last span. Now, it's not the first time, but then they're going to go back to him slowly. He's got to go out there. He's got to hit a couple shots. He's got to play some decent defense and move on. Now, I don't know if Shake is listening. Shake works with Russell Peters.
Russell.
Who is one of the top comedians in the world. And he put a post up, and he said, I don't know if it was after Spates missed a shot, or he fouled somebody or whatever, and he looked at his hands. And I said, don't call Spates out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does it. When was the last baseball? Like the bat struck out.
I've done it.
It's crazy. It's the funniest
There's
thing.
There's a hole in my bat.
Something happened. Then snap that damn thing and move on. So I had to correct. Not necessarily correct Shake, but just kind of let him know that Spates isn't the only guy. I mean, LeBron does it.
Yeah.
He missed a dunk, I think, once his freshman year at Little League in middle school.
Yeah.
And
yeah, before he even went to St. Mary's.
Yep. He was playing against a high school team. He missed a dunk, and he looked at his hands like, well, what the hell's going on?
Come on, guys. You should be doing this.
All right, before we have to go to our first break, another thing that I'm pissed about.
Uh-oh.
All these new commissioners want to change rules. Adam Silver is going to do everything in his power to eliminate the Hack-A-Shack. The new baseball commissioner is going to do everything in his power to eliminate the shift.
That's stupid.
I don't understand. It's the game.
Yeah.
It is
strategy.
It's the game.
Absolutely.
You know, learn how to shoot free throws. And I'm still upset, by the way. You know what? We'll talk about the baseball thing that has me so perturbed. When we come back, we're going to run a clip. We had the opportunity to talk to Michael Bisping the other day. We're going to run a short clip, a couple questions, as we get more people riled up, as I am, as you are, for UFC 199. So a lot still to go. Plus, our health training segment returns, shockingly enough. So we'll get to that and a few more things. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What Gourmet Restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys. The behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th. For 1 week only, visit strazcenter.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
So Ed is so good at what he does. He runs liners for people before I even know that I was going to talk about Wes. And we are going to talk about Wes Sims for a second because 10 years ago on the 31st, which was, I believe, Tuesday?
Correct, yes.
Was the passing of Ryan Bennett. And Ryan Bennett, co-owner of MMA Weekly, died in a tragic car accident. We did this fundraiser. We raised, just in case those three letters are listening, some money. We won't say how much. A lot of people stepped up. We had the opportunity to talk to Michael Bisping, and you'll see where I'm going with this in a second. We spoke to Michael Bisping, your main event for UFC 199, which is tomorrow, a couple days ago. We're going to run a short clip, a couple questions, and get everybody else as jacked up as we are for UFC 199, Luke Rockhold versus Michael Bisping.
Mike, on the phone with us right now, fighting this Saturday, Michael Bisping. But before we get into the fight, I know that we've had you on this program before, and again, I want to publicly thank you. 10 years ago, your first UFC fight, and you donated those fight gloves to Ryan Bennett and the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund. And again, I want to publicly thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great cause and certainly a great loss. And it's hard to believe that 10 years has passed already.
Unbelievable. 10 years. Since the passing of Ryan Bennett, now 10 years you've been in the UFC, finally get that title shot, and I was talking to you that I felt Mike won that fight in Chicago, should have gotten the title fight. Hard to believe it's 10 years, you're finally getting that shot, Mike.
Yeah, you know, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, it's a funny old sport, mixed martial arts. I feel I should have got that title shot instead of Chael Sonnen a few years ago. Of course, my last fight, I finally got to fight Anderson. And I beat Anderson just like I knew I always would. So I could have been the world champion years ago. I could have got the belt for beating Anderson like I did in February. But that's not the case. I get to fight Luke Rockhold this Saturday. We fought before. He got the best of me then. But I know Luke inside and out. I know I can beat him. Nothing about him scares me. I know he's a tough test. He's a real fighter. But you know, I'm ready for this fight, physically, mentally, everything. This has been a lifetime's work. And really, the opponent is inconsequential. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. The opponent is me. And I'm going to go out there, realize the dream, take hold of my destiny, and get that gold belt strapped around my waist. That is why I started fighting. That's why I started at 8 years old. I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the champion. Finally here. And if he thinks he can beat me and stop me achieving that, he's crazy.
We are talking to Michael Bisping, takes on Luke Rockhold this Saturday, UFC 199. Mike, 2 weeks' notice, is that an advantage, disadvantage, or does it not even play?
You know, I've never had a short notice camp in my short notice fight, pardon me, in my life. And I really think it's a big advantage. I really do. And, you know, in the past, I would do an 8 week camp. And then sometimes I train a few weeks leading up to that camp to try and get in shape for camp. And because fighting means so much to me, I would always push myself to the limit. I would always train as hard as my body physically could. And ultimately, I would overtrain. And by the end of that fight camp, yes, you know, I would feel good. But I would lose strength. I would lose explosiveness. I would be tired. And my nervous system would be run down. So I think the short camp is beneficial. I feel explosive. I feel powerful. I feel ready. I've got no injuries whatsoever. My weight is perfect. And my cardio actually is on point as well. So I think the short camp is going to be very, very beneficial.
Mike, before I ask you the most important question, final question about UFC 199 against Luke Rockhold. Obviously, there's a lot of dislike. Does that matter? Is it better for you? Would you rather not dislike the fighter? Where do you play in that?
Well, to be honest, this is the big thing that's changed with me recently. Whether I like him, whether I don't like him, whether his name is Luke Rockhold or whoever it is, the opponent is irrelevant. I'm going to go out there and fight to the best of my ability, and I'm going to keep my emotions in check. I've worked hard on that. You know, I used to be too emotional. I used to be angry. I used to be frustrated. I used to be pissed off at everybody. You know, I used to think that getting mad at my opponent would serve me better and bring out more fighting spirit. In reality, that was the wrong maneuver. I've worked hard. I've realized that. I need to be calm, cool, calculated. You're never the best version of yourself when you're pissed off, ever. So how are you supposed to be the best fighter? So I've learned that the hard way. And when I go into this fight, it doesn't matter if it's Luke Rockhold. This isn't about me beating Luke Rockhold. This is about me realizing a dream, fulfilling my potential, and proving to the world that I was always capable of being world champion. I've never been in a UFC fight where there's been a gold belt on the line, you know. So if you think you've seen me fight hard before, that ain't anything, you know. All I'm going to do is go out there and take this. So regardless whether it's Luke Rockhold, Luke Cockhold, Mike Tyson, but it, Muhammad Ali, it doesn't matter who it is. It will take a bullet in the head to stop me on Saturday night.
Michael Bisping, we had Elias Theodoro on a couple weeks ago. He said the first thing he's going to have after his fight, he loves French toast. We had French toast popcorn made for him. What's that thing that you want? And we're going to have our chef-inspired popcorn made for you. Any flavor, any taste. What do you like?
Popcorn? Some kind of popcorn? Oh, wow. Okay, so let me see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it all depends what I'm in the mood for that day. I'm pretty starving right now, obviously, with the weight cut. I don't know. You can do roast beef and Yorkshire pudding flavored popcorn. There you go.
Roast beef. All right, roast beef. There you go. Michael Bisping, thank you very much. And just on a side note, we had Stipe on 3 days before his fight. We all know what happened. Thank you for coming on. Best of luck Saturday night.
My pleasure, guys. Keep up the good work. And put your money on me, boys. Safe bet.
Have the odds changed since the announcement yesterday about the knee?
Check, because I brought those up.
Because I heard that it had.
Okay.
I don't know how much. He Bisping was about 380. So you bet 100 to win 380. And then it dropped when the announcement first came out. I don't think, what is it, an MCL tear?
MCL tear,
yes. A partial tear.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. Luke Rockhold says it's not that big of a deal.
If he's been training with this since March, then yeah, it's not enough to make the biggest of differences. But if you look at Sportsbet right now, Luke Rockhold is minus 670. Michael Bisping plus 530.
So it's gone up or down depending on the proper. And I just looked up the weigh-ins. It's 4 o'clock. That's regular weigh-in time. So I don't know what Dana talked about yesterday. I don't know what all these guys talked about it being a different way in time and that they were going to try it and see how it happened. That's normal time, 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I went on and on Helwani's Twitter feed, and his I guess there's been some corrections going around. So they had been talking about that, and that was the case.
It was supposed to be like 9 in the morning or something.
So.
And Dana said in the press conference that he was curious how the athletes were going to handle it, and it was better for them because now they're not sitting around all morning getting ready, you know, waiting for weigh-ins. They can be done. But like I said, I don't like it because it gives you 4 more, 5 more, 6 more hours to pack more tonnage on, you know, before the fight right around the corner. So just my kind of thought. Hey, in 2 weeks, we are going to be doing a league giveaway. Did you ever watch The League?
Oh, yeah. Great show.
League is now completed.
Yes.
Which was perfect timing for the guy who lied.
Yes.
And said that he was in
Fair
the towers.
Enough.
So starting June 17th.
17th is 2 weeks from today.
Right. We are going to do some giveaways for the league, the final season. Season 7
really?
Comes out on DVD, and we are going to have some of those DVDs to give away starting the 17th of June.
Now that's awesome.
So
that is very cool. If you've ever seen an episode of the league and you have that type of humor, then it's over the top funny. So
the Shiva, is that what it was called? The trophy? I believe the trophy was called the Shiva.
Yes.
Which was named
after the winner.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the trophy to win the league that year won the Shiva, which was basically named after one of the characters' ex-girlfriends or something. So I hadn't seen it in quite some time. So
there was a trophy for the loser as well, slightly different name. I don't know if it's necessarily appropriate for radio.
Probably not.
But it's funny.
Pressure on, let's bounce around. Let's go back to Golden State, Cleveland. Is the pressure on the Golden State Warriors or is the pressure on LeBron James?
Pressure's on LeBron James.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. You agree with me?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Shocking, yeah.
It is 127.
Well, because LeBron is the best player in basketball. He is the best
player. No questions asked.
You know, some people are saying that it's Steph. Some people have said other people. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
He's now gone to 6 NBA finals.
In a row.
Hasn't happened since, I think it's the 60s, 50s, the old Boston Celtics, which is kind of unfair. Like 9 guys went to 6 in a row. They were all on the same team. It was all the Boston Celtics of that era. So it's kind of unfair, but... Yeah, I think it's all on LeBron. If LeBron wins this, he will go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. 6 straight. The thing that I like about this LeBron James over all of those Boston Celtics was it was the Boston Celtic team.
Mm-hmm.
This is LeBron James.
LeBron, individually.
Three different teams.
Three
different teams.
The back and forth, so... Different players each time. But, yeah, you're talking about Bill Russell, Sam Jones, Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, Tommy Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, and Bob Cousy.
Or Bob Cousy.
Cousy, excuse me.
Cousy.
Sorry.
Mr. Hall of Famer, we're going to call you Cousy from now on.
Cousy.
Well, it's kind of like Joe Theismann. You know, Joe Theismann is not his name.
Correct.
His name is Joe Theismann. Mm-hmm. But they changed it to Theismann. Because they were trying to push him
like
to win the He Is Man award.
He is man.
Or Wags.
Yeah, Wags, same thing.
Wags. It's all the same thing. So I think the pressure is on LeBron. If LeBron loses, he's going to go down as the Buffalo Bills. It's the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and now he does have that talent around him. When he was there with Cleveland before, he didn't. Then he went down to Miami. He had great talent. He lost the first year, which is okay. It's a building.
It happens.
Then he wins it. Now, if he comes here, he's still going to go down as one of the greatest of all time, but he's not going to go down as that legend. What's the first thing you hear when people talk about Michael Jordan?
Rings.
Rings. Magic Johnson. Rings.
Rings. Yeah.
I would take LeBron James over Magic Johnson, over Michael Jordan, over all of them, but he doesn't have the rings. It's all about the rings. And he's not going to have them.
But at least he has one.
True.
It's better than... The Bills going and not winning ever.
The Bills 0-4, LeBron 1-5. 1-4, 1-5,
yeah,
whatever 1-5. It is. 1-5 is not that impressive.
It's better than 0-6.
I understand that, and it's better than 0-4. I just think he needs to win this for that legacy to continue.
Sure.
Down the road, 80 years from now, people are not going to say he's one of the greatest when they look at his stats.
Gotcha.
You know, because people that don't see it. Speaking of don't see it, we're going to talk about this when we return. We're also going to head out to Quandrum Fitness Center to get a little update on Quandrum. Brand new location. We're going to talk to Kevin here in a minute. I want you to think about it again. This doesn't count for you because you don't know any of it. The Rock, Macho Man. You've never seen Macho Man, and I'm sure you've only heard of The Rock. So what I want to know from Ed, from who's anybody else, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Who was better? Not necessarily who was the better wrestler. Who was the better promo guy?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this conversation at all. Who's a better wrestler?
Yeah, and I think it's the same person, personally. I think he was a better wrestler. I think he was a better, you know, on the mic, on the TV and his promos. We'll talk about that, and we'll also get Kevin on from Quandrum Fitness Center when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
CQ Grill in Largo features an amazing menu from the sea to the barbecue. Start with Bar Harbor Live Maine Lobster, full belly clams. On the barbecue side, Texas award-winning brisket, pulled pork that melts in your mouth, all prepared by award-winning Chef Kyle. CQ Grill has a family atmosphere inside with a patio outside and live entertainment on the weekends. Located in Largo at 1750 Clearwater Largo Road. For hours at CQ Grill, call 210-7647.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right. We didn't start the show with the pet peeves, and I'm going to get to it in a minute. The pet peeve revolves around the Tampa Bay Lightning and a Tampa Bay Lightning t-shirt. Before I rip the t-shirt, before I start something that I'm not going to be able to finish, I think it's perfect time to get back in the gym, to be prepared. On the phone with us right now, the GM of Quandrum Fitness Center, which is located in the old 49th Street Kinetic location on the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Randy, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. And it's actually Quandrum Fitness.
What I call it?
Quantrum or something? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Anyways, it's Quandrum Fitness Center. So,
It's very important. Quandrum Fitness Center, corner of 49th and Park Boulevard. Talk about one of the reasons that I wanted you on. Talk about some of the new classes, the new things that you're bringing to the fitness center over there in Pinellas Park so that people like myself that need to get back in shape can start getting excited.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've had since our former namesake, we have a large, and I hate to use this word because it's such a buzzword, but functional training area. But we've got, you know, 20-foot ropes, big cage that you can squat off and do pull-ups off, rings hanging from the ceiling. You know, we have that. We have a lot of space, which, you know, makes us kind of unique. We've got equipment. We've got, well, obviously we have equipment, but we have a cardio deck. We have machines for people who are into that. We have our free weights. But what we're bringing in is like a high-intensity classes, you know, if you've only got 30 minutes or you kind of feel like just wearing yourself out as hard as you can, I mean, that's what we're kind of bringing to the table. We're going to bring a lot of the things that are at these other locales under one roof. I mean, we're going to have the traditional old-style gym, but we're also bringing a lot of new things in that you can go to boutique gyms and pay a ton of money to get, or you can come here and get everything for a lot cheaper. I mean, our membership rates start at $19.99 a month, so...
You know, which we've seen that sign. And for $19.99, believe me, it is well worth it. You know, you go to one class a week. You go to one class every other week, and it's definitely well worth it. Talk about, you know, the boot camps. And one of the things that I noticed right away and I think is perfect for my wife and my daughter are the self-defense classes.
Yeah, actually, that's something we're just starting. Actually, a member who works out here actually came up to me and offered his services. And at first I was a little skeptical because I get these great ideas from people all the time. But it actually turns out that him and his partner are nationally certified. They are legitimate. And, yeah, we're actually putting on a self-defense class here. It's starting on the 15th of this month. You know, it's $49.95 for 6 weeks of instruction. That's once a week. It comes with a pepper spray and a skull basher that's very attractive that, you know, you can put your pepper spray in. It is geared more towards women, but it is a very comprehensive self-defense class that anybody can use. You know, it's not MMA. It's not for fitness. It is strictly for self-defense.
Which you want to be able to use it. You want to be prepared. And unfortunately, a lot of times people wait until they need it and then decide I should have trained it.
Well, and that's what I come across, too. A lot of people, when I talk to them about it, tell me that they have a concealed carry permit, and that's fine, but that's only good if you can get it out in time before someone grabs you, you know?
Sure.
What about then? So, and this is something that, you know, they can teach you.
So you definitely want to be prepared. Before we run out of time, and we're going to start these segments back up, you guys are going to get me back in shape, which I need to do, of course, after I go to Mexico, because I'm going to put more weight on. Talk about the private training. I know you have a lot of personal trainers there as well.
Yeah, well, we have you know, our head coach is exceptional. He's actually specializes in correctives, you know, people who have injuries who are post-rehab but trying to get back into it. You know, he's very, very well-versed in working with those people to get them back on track. I mean, he's a specialist. You go to a lot of other places and talk to their personal trainers, and, you know, they'll you know, have you on a BOSU ball doing overhead presses or something kind of like, you know, not really where you're at, especially if you have, you know, limited ranges of motion. And, you know, he works with that. We're bringing in some other progressive trainers to, you know, work with other clients who don't have injuries as well. But, I mean, being able to run that gamut and offer all of that, you know, makes us different, really. You know, I mean, it's good that we can help you and push you as hard or as, you know, easy as you have to go.
People are listening to this program. They're going to start seeing, you know, posts on Facebook. What's their first step? What do they do? Do they call you? Do they jump online and look up information? How easy is it for them to get signed up, you know, at the fitness center?
Well, you have to come in to sign up. Generally speaking, we do allow people to try us for a week. You know, we want it to be a good fit for you and for us. I mean, the last thing I want is to hammer you into a position where you are intimidated and you have to, you know, sign up and then you hate it and... That's nobody wins in that. So we like people to come in, try it for a week. You can call us. You know, the number is 727-827-7979. Our location, like you said, is on the corner of 49th and Park in Pinellas Park. Our website is pinellasparkgym.com. We are Quadrum Fitness Center on Facebook. Through some developmental issues, there's actually two Quadrum Fitness Centers. On Facebook, we are both of them, but one of them is our main page, and one of them is kind of like an alpha test model. So look for the one with all the verbiage on it, and that's the one we're actually using. The other one, while it looks nice, is kind of plain and isn't really updated.
And we're going to start doing these segments about every other week, maybe every third week. We're going to talk about my progress, as well as we're going to pick and choose, or really you guys are going to pick and choose and talk about a different piece of equipment or a different trainer or just something different about Quadrum Fitness Center every two or every 3 weeks, just to kind of talk about it and get people excited. Let's get people in the gym.
Absolutely. So, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries at all. Kevin, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to shoot over there in the next couple of days. We're going to get the ball rolling, and I'm really excited about trying to drop some of this weight.
All right. I appreciate it, Randy. Yeah, I'll see you when you come in, man.
All right. We'll talk soon. That is the general manager of Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street, the former Kinetics. We were in there before, and now we're back. I'm excited about it.
Are you as excited about that as I am for 9:30 o'clock tonight, brother? Copa America.
Why would you use the Macho Man Randy Savage voice for Copa America?
Because it's a big deal.
Is it?
Randolph? It's a big deal.
I don't know who that is.
Can't go yet, Randolph.
We'll wait until Randolph walks through the door if that's what we need to do. How big is Copa? You know, what is Copa? I mean, I know what it is, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, talk to us about how important it is. The Olympics are 2 years, or World Cup.
World Cup is to work. Yeah, the way Copa America works, it's putting all of the national teams from the Americas, both North and South, and Caribbean, Latin America.
Does Canada fall into that? Do they have a team?
They do. They do have a team.
I'm being funny.
It's true.
I'm being funny.
It's true. Ha, funny looking.
Are they, are they any good?
Canada?
Yeah, Canada. No, they're not.
So, basically, for the men's national team, It's a big deal, but it is a big tournament when it comes to establishing where you are halfway in between World Cups. For the men's national team, it's going to be important because there's been a lot of controversy, obviously, with Jurgen Klinsmann,
right.
Players that he's brought up, players that he's left off.
So it's the pressure on him. You know, we were talking about the pressure of LeBron and Steph.
Yeah.
How much pressure is on him with, you know, the old school soccer fans, football fans, mm-hmm. you know, are against him. They're against what he did to
Landon Donovan.
Right. I still don't like the guy, and I don't watch the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to do that to a legend, so how much pressure is on him in the Copa and, for that matter, for the World Cup?
There's a gigantic amount of pressure. There's been a lot of pressure on him recently anyway because of things like, I think it was a 2-0 loss to Guatemala. Guatemala is ranked 9th.
They make really good dip for the chips.
That's guacamole. Go to Quadrum. So it was a 2-0 loss to the 95th ranked team in the world. USA not at the top, but certainly better than that. That was a big loss. So lot of things. Howard is still around, as is Clint Dempsey, as is Jermaine Jones. Those three names, this might be the last opportunity for them to play in a large international competition.
What, you being the football guy, the football mm-hmm. fan, what is realistic? What are the realistic goals of the USA for the World Cup? I mean,
for World Cup, not okay.
Yeah, no. For Copa, I mean, it is obviously expected to either win it or be in the finals or be close to the end. I'm sure winning
quarters,
the World Cup is not a realistic goal.
Right, and realistic being the operative word.
Right.
It's a big deal if they get to the round of 16. If they get out of group stage, everybody starts in a group of four teams, top two advance. If they get out of group stage, that's a big deal. For us, that is a big deal. So if they've done it before, they've done it recently, but they need to continue that forward momentum. And really a big thing about Copa is whether or not Jurgen Klinsmann will be at the helm when the next World Cup comes around to try to get them out of the group stage. And is there going to be a transition in between Klinsmann and a new coach? And how does that happen, especially when you're losing the old guard before the new World Cup?
Before we go to Larry and hit our final break, is it too early to think about and look at who would replace him? Is it unfair because we're talking 2 years from now?
Honestly, I would be surprised if the people making those decisions haven't already made their checklist.
But how can you do that 2 years out? Because whoever you're looking at now, I mean, he could be awful over the next you know, 8 months, 10 months, 15 right. months. And somebody may pop out of nowhere and you're like, wow, this is who we want to look at. So there may be a long list. I don't know about a short list.
Well,
two and a half years out.
But again, there's been the issues for a while now. So they would need to make a decision sooner rather than later to make sure that the new coach has time to work with the players that he would be bringing in for the new World Cup.
Before we go to our last break, one of the biggest LeBron James fans ever, and that's ever called
in the history
program.
Of the world.
In the history. It's Macho Larry. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
I know how much you like LeBron.
That's a pretty good entry, not going to lie.
It was pretty good.
Well, I wasn't crazy about him when he went to Miami. I liked him when he was in Cleveland, and he's back in Cleveland now.
Right.
I tell you, what I'm seeing right now, Golden State, I tell you, I've been watching basketball a long time, Randy, and I don't know if I ever seen a bench to do what they did last night, to say your bench is almost better than your starters on last night. I know this not every night, but last night.
But, Larry, that's what you need. You know, if you look at any team, you know, and I always, you know, look at, like, baseball teams. You expect your 2, 3, 4 hitters to always come through. You need the 7, 8, 9 hitters to step up, extend those innings. That's what you need from these basketball teams. You know, and for them to step up when – the Splash Brothers decided to take the night off. For them to step up, that was the game that the Cleveland Cavaliers needed last night. They should have, could have, would have, and didn't.
And Cleveland did everything right to stop these two guys and let Green hit a three-pointer. He hit a couple. And I said, this what you, how you going to win the ball game? Barnes went, I mean, everybody else did not play a bad game. Not one of them played a bad game. So I'm thinking that no team has ever won a championship just winning the first game, and no team has lost because they lost the first game. So you still got a shot. But what's going to be important is that Sunday night going to be very important.
Well, I think Game 4 is going to be the most important game of them all because I'll be there.
Are you going to be well, Randy? I tell you, Blair, that's wonderful, man.
Yep,
that's wonderful to hear that. I'm glad you're going to be there, Randy. And I've are you still pulling for Cleveland? What's going on with you?
Well, no, I've been very vocal about it. I like LeBron. I want LeBron. I'll root for LeBron, but not when he plays against Maurice Bates.
Okay, Maurice, your buddy. Okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. I understand.
As long as Spates plays for Golden State, I'll root for Golden State. And I want to clarify, because a lot of people, you know, you're a front runner. Not me. I'm just saying in general. How many Golden State fans are there all of a sudden? 2 years ago,
sure. Yeah.
You've never seen a Golden State shirt. I became a Golden State fan the day Maurice signed and the day he leaves, which could be in about 2 weeks. When he leaves, because he's a free agent, when he leaves, my allegiance to Golden State is gone as well. You know, it's so I'm torn because I really want LeBron to win it, but not this year, not when he's playing against Spades.
Right, and I think they're healthy, and it's not that Cleveland played a bad game. I don't think Irvin played bad. Missed some shots. And J.R. Smith never was a great ball player. I guess he made three-pointers when nobody was on him.
Right.
But
well, what killed him, you know, as you know, if you watched the whole game, was that span where Golden State ran off, what was it, a 12-0 run, a 14-0
right.
run, and that's what did him in. You know, you just can't allow either team, you know, to run off points like that. And that's what did him in. We'll have to see what happens on Sunday. Obviously, Cleveland has to win one game in Oakland, and we'll just have to see if they do it. Before we let you go and we hit this break, what are your thoughts on the commissioner, Adam Silver, wanting to eliminate Hackershack?
That's a good question. I didn't know he was thinking about getting rid of that rule. But
how do you get rid of it?
He would say, I'm a filer guy. I ain't going to try to file him. I'm going to file him anyway. You got to try to – you can say, I'm going to play ball on him, but I'm going to file him. But who's going to make the decision if you try to do it? If a person comes down court and I push on them, you call a foul.
If you're gonna take away Hackershack, then are you going to take away where in the last 2 minutes take about 36 minutes to play? Because as soon as you throw the ball in, when you're down 8, when you're down 10, you foul the guy, the clock stops, they go shoot the free throws. Are you going to stop that as well?
Right. You take the guy, what they take him out. You can't foul anymore. You're down 2 points, and the other team has the ball with less than 24 seconds. You're supposed to foul.
That's the game. All right, before we let you go, who wins the whole kit and caboodle, Cleveland or Golden State?
I'm pulling for Cleveland, but I tell you, next Friday I know for sure, Randy. I'm pulling for Cleveland by next Friday. I know something more. I know more by next Friday.
We will talk about it with you next week. Larry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to go hit our final break. Then when we come back, we'll talk about the Rock Macho Man. I want to talk about the Lightning T-shirt because I'm really aggravated about it. Of course, 647 Lightning fans are against me. But we'll talk about that and a whole lot less when we return. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Don't miss Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Jersey Boys. The behind-the-scenes true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz Center June 1st through 5th for 1 week only. Visit StrazCenter.org.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
So what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So who was better, The Rock or Macho Man? I may throw Diamond Dallas Page in it as well. All right, before I forget, there's the shirt that I'm going to bitch about.
Okay, yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have come out with a Lightning tee. On the back is a distressed American flag. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. And one of the stripes has been turned into a hockey stick. I hate it. I'm against it. I don't like it. I don't like anything changed in the flag. And, of course, everybody that has responded, or almost everybody that's responded on Facebook, tells me the flag has been changed numerous times. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't like – this is our symbol. Mm-hmm. The flag, to me, is one of, if not the most important things associated
sacred
with our country. The funny thing is, and I thought of this as I was going off on my rant, so you're going to tell me that the Canadians that play for the team are going to wear a T-shirt with the American flag with a hockey stick on it.
They're playing in the U.S. They can
do whatever they want, yeah. But it doesn't mean anything to them. And I'm
true.
I'm okay with that. I'm just 100% against. I dislike this.
So they've done that same design, that same thing with the thin blue line, the support for cops. Where it's a distressed flag, and one of the middle stripes is blue. And typically it's on a black shirt.
I'm against it.
Gotcha.
I'm against it.
Same deal.
I would be cool with, you know, the flag should never be changed. I mean, here you're making money on the flag when it's not the flag. You know, you're incorporating a baseball bat or a hockey stick or, you know, Trump or Hillary's name or whatever the heck you're going to put in there. Mm-hmm. You know, on the arm, put something about, you know, whoever.
Yeah. I'm curious, are those shirts made in the USA?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know if you can tell by...
makes you think.
Now, I don't know. There's no way, you know, that I would know, you know, either way. So, I don't know. Did I already talk about the Tito thing, that he does have his phone with him?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Who do you think, when the show's on next Friday, where I may or may not be here, because I may or may not be in Cleveland, who's going to be up come game time? Will Golden State be running away with this thing? Will Cleveland come back on Sunday or Wednesday?
You'd be going up. That's game three?
Game four.
Game four. So I think it'll be 2-1 Golden State.
Okay.
Golden State wins the next game in Oakland. Then they'll play the first game in Cleveland. Cleveland wins the first one, and then Golden State wins out the rest.
Really? So they're going to run it off.
It's going to be a 4-1, in my opinion.
You know, and there's two ways to look at this. Cleveland's rested. Cleveland really didn't have a tough time getting out of the East. You know, Golden State had to fight, claw, down 3-1. They had three you know, consecutive elimination games. Are they tired where the other ones are rested?
The bench.
Is it better?
Larry couldn't have said it. Could not have said it better.
Hey, Maurice had a great assist. Did you see when the ref went down and he picked the ref up?
Hey.
Did a great job.
Got to make sure you take care of the
absolutely
the guys in stripes.
What's going on with the Rays? I purposely saved it till the end. What's going on?
Yeah.
What about that San Diego game where they were down 12-2? They came back and won? That was San Diego, right? Down 10.
That's
a game you leave.
Unbelievable.
You know, when they're down
early.
Early.
And then you curse yourself later because it's like, I should have stayed for the comeback. You know, it's interesting how you have – okay, so I think it was last night when Matt Moore – it was a bad game last night. Lots of runs scored, but Matt Moore started –
Not to be confused with any other of the other bad games.
True, true. Last night in particular.
Okay.
Matt Moore – throws 96 pitches and ends up getting pulled. And he says that the starters should be going longer.
There's been a lot of people getting on Cash. There's been a lot of media people. There's been a lot of fans.
And that's the thing, is it, well, okay, it's 96 pitches, and so you're getting up to 100 pitches, and that's about the time you pull a starter anyway.
Why? Or who died and said that? Back in the day, you would pitch these complete games.
Different athletes. So is it mismanagement or is it, hey, it was time to pull them?
Mismanagement. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank Michael Bisping. Best of luck to you tomorrow night. I really want him to win.
The count.
I never root. I am rooting now. Bisping, I hope he can pull it off. Luke Rockhold's a bad dude, though. Hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
@KOEggs.